Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Norman Greenbaum bringing this back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Steve DelBianco, Executive Director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. I encourage you to check it out. Steve, tell us about NetChoice.
Yeah, NetChoice is a trade association of online service providers and e-commerce companies, large and small. And
mostly small, though, right?
Mission. That's right. That's right. Thousands of small businesses. And NetChoice's mission is to really make the Internet safe for free enterprise and for free expression. And that's a harder job than you might imagine, given the fact that governments around the world are anxious to control anything that's as important as the Internet.
Mm-hmm. No question about it.
And governments right here at home, too. The 50 states here in the United States have discovered that the answer to almost any of the problems they're having, whether it be revenue or behavior or conduct, is something that they turn to the Internet as the way they want to manage the population or increase their revenue.
And speaking of revenue, talk to us about where we are on some of the tax debates.
Good news. Good news on that.
There are two tax issues, right? One is an internet sales tax, remote sales tax, and the other is the internet usage tax.
Yeah, let's do the good news first. On February the 12th of this year, our Congress made permanent a law that they've extended multiple times over the past 20 years. It might be a law that your listeners are not that familiar with, but anybody who's paid $50, $60 a month, whatever we pay for your internet access, mm-hmm. for your home and your data internet access on your phone, those particular charges have not been subject to state and local taxes the way your phone bill is. Mm-hmm. See, on our phone bill, we average about 18% taxes, fees and taxes on your phone. Mm-hmm. The government, the federal government, has said state and locals are not allowed to heap that kind of taxation on the internet access amounts that we pay. And fortunately, on February 12th, Congress voted nearly unanimously to make that permanent fixture.
But Steve, let me
call that the Internet Tax Freedom Act.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Does the Internet Tax Freedom Act prevent the federal government from doing that? Now that the administration, the Obama administration, has held a gun to Chairman Wheeler's head at the FCC and said, "You will declare the internet a utility."
No. Congress rarely ties its own hands. In fact, there's really no such thing as a permanent moratorium. Congress could repeal it at any time. But yep. We got out of this hostage cycle where every year this moratorium would expire and Congress would try to attach
right.
other things to it because it's seen as a must.
When was this passed?
February the 12th was
okay.
made permanent, but it was 1996 when we first enacted.
Well, the reason I asked that question was because we got a lot more clarity in December with the Section 179 accounting rules that were made permanent. I wondered if it was a bundle in all that. Anyway, never mind.
It wasn't. No,
okay,
it was
good.
Standalone, and
that's
it affects businesses. It affects businesses that pay that $50 to $70 a month for their internet access. Plus, it affects homes who pay
right.
that similar amount. And
right.
don't forget your cell phone.
Right.
Some portion
right.
of our phone bill is associated with internet access and data, and that's not allowed to be
passed. And more and more of us, our connectivity bills are one of the highest bills that we have these days when you consider all
no,
the
you're right
ways
about
you
that.
Connect. And with the Internet of Things coming up, it's going to get even more. Okay, so let's move over now to the remote tax issue, the sales tax.
Right, completely separate than the taxes you pay for your Internet access is the long-standing question of sales taxes when you purchase something from an out-of-state seller. And then this is long before the Internet, Jim. We've always had a situation where if you bought something on a catalog or a telephone
right,
order,
right, right.
if you were buying it from a vendor out of state who had no physical presence in your state, our Supreme Court had ruled on multiple occasions that a state doesn't have jurisdiction over a business with no physical presence in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bought something from a catalog or website and they didn't have any salespeople in your state, they
right.
didn't have any assets
so,
there.
So I got 45 seconds. Where are we on this one?
I think as part of the deal to protect us from internet access taxes, Congress is likely to take up a national bill that would wipe away those protections for businesses. Hmm. It would force businesses, no matter where you are, to be subject to the audits and tax rules of all 46 states.
You and I have been talking about this for a dozen years at least. So exactly. My question is there technology, is there a program that we can acquire in the cloud that will make that easy for us?
It'll make it easier than it would be without a program, but nothing makes it easy.
Right.
Have to face down 46.
But it is technically not as impossible as it would have been a dozen years ago today.
The technical burden has never really been the problem, Jim.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court said it's...
Oh, I agree. No, I agree with you. I agree with you, but I'm just kind of taking the devil's advocate of what the other side is going to say. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
NetChoice.org, folks. That's his website. Check it out and support what they do. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.